Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. This our 27th year bringing you the latest in consumer tech, including products, gadgets, gizmos, services, websites, all sorts of cool things available today and into tomorrow. We want to remind you that if you don't already receive our free once-a-week tech newsletter, my goodness, why not? It's very easy, we ask, only for your email address, which we don't share with anyone. And all these years, we've never done that, and we will not do that. And we don't spam anyone. But you put your email address in a little box that pops up when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. And then you'll get a subsequent email. It's a double opt-in thing because we don't spam anybody. That says, if you want to receive the tech newsletter, click here. And then voila, you're in. So do get that if you don't mind, because it tells you who's on the show this week. It tells you about our current prizes when you participate. You get some fun thoughts that make you smile. So many people tell us they scroll down and read those first and start with smiles and then go back and look at all the other info that we have for you. Oh, including, go figure, some tech news. So again, sign up at intotomorrow.com. The Black Founders Development Program was launched to help black technology entrepreneurs grow their businesses through greater access to venture capital, corporate mentorship, and strategic connections. The global lead for open innovation and Black Founders Development Program with Accenture Ventures is Catherine Ross, who joins us now. Catherine, thanks so much for coming on. How are you?
I am fantastic, Dave. Thank you so much for allowing me to join you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I think it's really unique what you guys are doing and very, very cool. Tell me how it got started.
Well, Dave, it got started, as we looked and did research to understand where are venture capital dollars going, a few years ago, and, you know, really to understand where Accenture should place our bets, where we should be looking in the ecosystem, and finding out that less than 1% of those venture capital dollars were going to Black founders. I mean, that was shocking to me. It's still shocking to me today. And, you know, I had to ask the question why, and then how could Accenture really truly make an impact and change the game? And essentially, that's how the program got started. We were light in the beginning because one of the things that I recognized is we don't know what we don't know, right? We don't know exactly what these founders need. But one of the things I absolutely did want to do was to meet them where they are. And in some cases, it may be capital. In other cases, it may be introductions. And in others, it really is for Accenture to be a test bed for them in terms of their capability. So we've started, putting together a program. I feel like we are on stronger foundation in terms of how we drive impact. With our most recent investment in Sway Brand, we're starting to see the successes, if you will, of both partnerships and investments and how we can not only drive business for our clients, but actually have an impact in the community as well.
Well, very cool. Now, you mentioned only 1% of investments, for example, were going to Black founders. I'm wondering, though, did you have any numbers or do you have any numbers about the number of Black founders in terms of entrepreneurs, you know, compared to every other business opportunity out there? Is that sort of on par with that? Or I'm assuming there's a whole lot more.
There's definitely a growing trend is what I would say. They are the demographic, the fastest growing demographic of individuals who are starting or running businesses since 2014, right? And it's something that's actually been accelerated by the pandemic as well. The actual largest group are African-American women who are the fastest growing entrepreneurs globally.
Wow.
You point to the fact that this is a group of people who are starting businesses at an accelerated rate against Latinx, which is about 12.9%, and the Caucasian population, which is about 12.2%, right? And they're at 20%, if not more. Then you still have to ask yourself the question, if they're starting businesses at a larger speed, but they're still getting less than 1%, there's a disconnect in there. Yeah. And that's what we're looking to do is how do we jumpstart that? How do we close that gap so that these businesses actually get the capital that they need, not just the capital, but the help? That ultimately will drive diversity. It will drive innovation and, you know, it will create new opportunities, I think, across the board.
Terrific. Now, you mentioned a company called Sway Brand, which I understand is a multicultural media tech platform. What can you tell us about what they do and why you then invested in that company?
Yeah, absolutely. Sway Brand, their CEO is Horace Flournoy. It is essentially giving that connection to the artists, the creatives who create content, who can provide multicultural, intercultural content to brands. So if you are a client or a brand and you are trying to develop a new product, or maybe you're trying to market a product to a particular demographic, how do you create that authentic connection to know what that marketing strategy should be, what that plan should be? You know, even if you take if you're trying to put a retail store in a particular demographic or a particular location, how do you understand the makeup of that location, where you get down to, from a cultural perspective, what do people look for? What do they see? And I think that's the opportunity that Sway Brand brings. They are a platform that encourages the brands, if you will, to come to them to provide a bio, a brief, if you will, in terms of what they're looking for, which could be a grandmother of color who's got grandkids and, you know, they're developing a new product for them. And then how does that connect to the creatives, the artists, the underrepresented artists who can then, you know, utilize that opportunity to provide context, content, if you will, to that? It starts to create that platform, that connection that really is, and is using, you know, some of the words directly from Horace, authenticity in that marketing strategy and that opportunity.
Wow.
Accenture really sees that as a, you know, marketing has been around, it's a $1 billion marketplace, but now we're opening up a demographic that has, you know, sort of been left out of that economic life cycle. And truly we see that there's new opportunities going to be created from that.
And no doubt you see a lot of potential with this company then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you think about a brand and the develop of new capabilities and technology, and if you can tap into a market, tap into a cultural intelligence is the term that Horace uses, that enables them to understand how they form their strategy, how they form their product, you know, that starts to truly change the game. And it hopefully prevents the stumbles or the misses when you get into the market and when you get into the actual marketing execution.
And I think it's terrific that you guys at Accenture have decided to raise awareness these days about the inequities and challenges, in this case, that Black entrepreneurs still face, but you're making a difference.
You know, we truly believe at Accenture that good business does not have to come at the cost of, you know, the impact, the opportunity to still give back to our communities, right? Those things are go hand in hand and ultimately drive more business in the future, right? You know, as we bring these diverse thoughts, these diverse capabilities, if you will, into the marketplace, that becomes true innovation. That actually helps influence the way the world works and lives. That is the change that we're looking to drive. And so we believe that this is firmly part of our mandate as an entity to drive this level of awareness as well as elevation. And it is, you know, part of our future in terms of growing our business.
And all things being equal and in a perfect world, where do you see this headed into tomorrow? What's your best case scenario at this point?
You know, in a perfect world, having a Black Founders Program is unnecessary because everyone, you know, sees the value. Everyone has a fair share, an opportunity, an access to provide their pitch, right? You know, when you have that opportunity, right, then it's a choice versus you don't have that opportunity and you're scrambling to do something. So in the ultimate world, my program is not necessary and that our portfolios, by and large, are already diverse because we are actively looking for the best technology and the best capabilities in the market to solve problems. In the short term, there's a lot of work that we still need to do. There is still action that we need to take. You know, billions of dollars have been pledged to help drive more VC dollars, if you will, into this space. But there's still a lot of inertia. There's still a lot of education that needs to happen to actually bring that to fruition. So there's still some work to be done over the course of the next couple of years, and some seismic shifts that need to happen, because I think to a certain extent, following the same processes that you did last year is not going to necessarily get you a different result.
Yeah.
But we do need to change the way we think and the way we act. But those things are starting and the momentum is growing.
You make some great points, and you're right. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, and it shouldn't matter who you are. If you've got some great ideas and you have that entrepreneurial spirit and you're looking at technology to help change the world in whatever ways you're looking at, then you should just be able to do it. And you should be able to get the support you need to make that happen.
Absolutely. If you have a great idea, irrespective of your race, your gender, you should be able to have a chance to have that idea elevated and visible and, you know, morphed and changed and grown into what it can be.
Love it. You're a delight to chat with. Where can our audience find more information?
To find more information on our Black Founders Program, please go to www.accenture.com, search for Black Founders Development Program or just Black Founders. You will be able to find us. And if you'd like to learn more about Sway Brand, please go to their website, swaybrand.com, or follow them on Instagram, also Sway Brand.
Terrific. And of course, we will get our audience directly to the Black Founders Development Program at Accenture.com when they visit us at intotomorrow.com. Catherine Ross is the global lead for open innovation and Black Founders Development Program with Accenture Ventures. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Keep up the good work. Again, visit us at intotomorrow.com. We'll get you there as we do all of our guests. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. Much more coming into tomorrow right after this, right here on the Advanced Media Network.